The new Kona Monk Seal Hospital at the Natural Energy Lab has its first four patients. Charles Littman is with the National Marine Fisheries Service Monk Seal Program.
We've just gotten back from a 26-day cruise in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, where part of our mission was to collect young monk seals that were emaciated or undernourished. Two of the pups are recently weaned. The mom tried to do everything that they could, but they weaned at a very, very small weight. If you're not fat when you wean, there's a high chance that you're going to die. The two other animals are one-year-olds. They're skinny. They're probably at the start of a pretty dramatic decline.
Littman says although the main Hawaiian islands are seeing more monk seals, the population is declining in the northwestern Hawaiian islands. Large-scale environmental change has meant less food, with more competition from sharks and other sea life. Many young monk seals are starving.
This is a really exciting new chapter for monk seal recovery. The hospital called Ke Kaiola, it's brand new, and it was built by the Marine Mammal Center, a nonprofit in Sausalito, California, built entirely from donations. For the next 2 months, they'll be cared for, they'll be medicated, they'll be fed as much as they can eat. And as soon as our next research cruise goes, which is in late August, they will be loaded back onto our ship and head up to the Northwest Hawaiian Islands to be returned.
Littman says while at the Kona Monk Seal Hospital, the seals will be trained to live in the wild. Littman will be there in August, along with a team of the very best monk seal scientists, to make sure the seals get back home safely. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.